Across the world, Muslims continue to rally and protest, and in some instances to riot against the now infamous Danish cartoons. Today in northern Nigeria, Muslims angered over the cartoons attacked Christians and burned churches. At least 15 people were killed. In eastern Pakistan, police opened fire on a crowd trying to burn down shops. 4 people were wounded. Another large protest was planned for tomorrow in Islamabad, but the authorities there have declared a ban on demonstrations in the city. In London, 15,000 people marched peacefully from Trafalgar Square to Hyde Park. It's been 5 months since the original publication of the cartoons, which lampooned the Prophet Muhammad, and it's been nearly 3 weeks since they were republished in some European newspapers, sparking the current round of protests. Many in the West continue to scratch their heads, unsure how much of this anger is really about the cartoons at all. We decided to pose the question to Ahmed Rashid. He's a Pakistani journalist and author, and he's on the line from Lahore. Welcome.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Rashid, are these protests really about the cartoons?
Well, at one level, certainly. I mean, there's no doubt that these cartoons have been very provocative and Muslims have felt very insulted by them. And the vast majority of Muslims don't see this as an issue of free speech, the way the West has been posing it. But it must be said that at another level, in each different country, I think that these demonstrations we're seeing in the Muslim world, all of them have double and triple agendas. It's not just cartoons. I mean, we've seen, for example, in Syria and in Iran, where you've had state-sponsored demonstrations which burnt down the Danish embassy. Now, both Syria and Iran, of course, are facing huge pressure from the West, so they have reason to, if you like, get some of this anger out by, you know, burning down Danish embassies and things. But we've also seen huge demonstrations in countries like Turkey, where the Islamic right has come out. Some 50,000 people came out in Istanbul, which is a huge number, in a totally secular state. Now, I think there the message clearly was you've still got an Islamic right wing, which is against Turkey joining the European Union. You've got several layers of politics there. I think the same probably goes for Egypt and for Libya. In Pakistan, there has been mounting opposition to General Musharraf, who's now in his sixth year of military rule, and he wants to run as president for another 5 years. The opposition is led by an alliance of Islamic parties who are in parliament and also extremist Islamic groups linked to bin Laden. So you have now a growing Islamic opposition which is using this cartoon issue to try and mount a campaign to oust Musharraf.
How is that happening? Is there an organized effort for this?
Very much so. What we've seen over the last couple of days is organized street demonstrations, many of which turn into riots, and then burning and smashing and looting takes place. Now the Alliance of Islamic Parties have ordained that every 2 days in a major city in Pakistan there will be a massive strike, shutdown, and demonstration.
Now, I think I just need a little help understanding how the outrage over these cartoons is related to people's attitude against President Musharraf.
Well, I think the cartoon issue has really hurt people immensely. I mean, I think much more than the flushing of the Qurans in the toilet in Guantanamo, or the kicking of the Qurans, or torturing prisoners in Abu Ghraib in the pictures that have recently appeared. Much more than that, an insult to the Prophet is really taken very, very personally by Muslims. So that has had the capacity to bring out hundreds of thousands of very aggrieved people. And the government has been seen to be far too weak in dealing with that. And what we've got across the Muslim world is that people are frustrated that their governments are powerless in front of the West. They're not capable, you know, there have been demands, for example, to break ties with Denmark, to break ties with the European countries. Obviously, Muslim governments are unwilling to do that for a whole variety of very sensible reasons. But that is not being seen in the press by the public. They're seeing their governments weak and incapable of defending what they consider Islam's interests against an ever-encroaching West. in this kind of battle of wills we've seen since 9/11.
I have a question about the riots. The targets of the violence aren't necessarily Western embassies or Danish missions. Why is that?
It's been quite terrible. I mean, my own brother-in-law was on the road in Peshawar, and his car was utterly smashed. He was badly wounded, and he's a resident and a citizen of that city. So, I mean, you know, the targeting has been totally indiscriminate and ununderstandable. Nobody is actually calling for violence. Not even the extremist groups linked to Al-Qaeda who are in the streets are calling for violence. And it's not exactly clear who is creating this violence. Now, obviously, these young men is it being done deliberately? Is it being done because of the passion of the moment and the fact that they're reacting to police violence? It's very difficult to say at this stage, but clearly what we have in Pakistan now is not just a movement against the cartoons. It's a political movement to try and topple the government.
Ahmed Rashid is a journalist and author of a book called Taliban, Militant Islam, Oil, and Fundamentalism in Central Asia. We reached him in Lahore. Thank you.
Thank you.